It's stunning.
Isn't it great?
Yeah,
I've had it already.
It's stunning. That one to me just lacks that wow punch.
So maybe it's more aromatics to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that simple.
So I love food and I love going out to a fancy nice dinner with my girlfriend, but I'm not sure if this is something that I can make myself, even though I consider myself to be a pretty good cook.
All right, gents, you have your pan-seared sturgeon. You have your verjus agrodolce, caviar, potato melange.
Yeah, it sounds intimidating, but it's no more complex than watching a few videos on YouTube or watching the Food Network for a few hours. In a side room in the Little Nell's Element 47, kitchen staff and the restaurant powers that be are all tasting the menu. A few plates at a time are brought in for everyone to sample and analyze. Element 47 is highly rated. Every detail in the building of a menu is scrutinized. The size of the individual ingredients, minute flavor details. This process happens every season.
Is it too much acid on it?
Nope.
I don't touch.
I like it.
Until each and every plate that will appear on the menu this fall is perfect. The oysters need to be bigger and plated better. The lobster risotto, complete with lobster mushrooms, needs to be portioned out differently to make the numbers work. You can't sell a whole lobster tail for cheap, but of course putting a market price on the item creates the sense of luxury. I mean, even the right plate is up for discussion.
I have a small, we bought those ones that match the Heath, the brown ceramic.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this plate from? Is this Heath? The tartar plate?
That looks like
cool
Bernardo.
Do we have a lot of those?
That's first. No, but I'll have to buy more.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a really
about 12 minutes. I want to see
nice plate.
Bernardo.
I just haven't seen that before.
And they did. Matthew Padilla, chef de cuisine of Element 47, shows off all of the new plates in the kitchen. The menu that the staff will be serving up is something that comes together very organically, whether that refers to how the dish was grown or how the idea was thought up.
A lot of these ideas come from us messaging each other or talking about it during service of, you know, what products we're thinking about getting in. And then ideas kind of spawn from that. And it's kind of a discussion and bouncing things off of each other.
Ideas come from trips that the chefs go on. They travel and maybe see a technique that they haven't used before. Other times it's purely out of experimentation, where the crew will cook something during a slow shift just to see what happens. It takes a few months to come up with something that they're happy with. They come up with ideas like aging meats and fat, that's on the menu, or pasta filled with roasted beets, tofu cooked in a mole sauce. They have to ask themselves, does it appeal to everyone? Does it lean too heavily on one flavor? Does it hit all of the right price points? You have to have a safe dish, too, something that someone who's a little less adventurous will find appetizing. Usually, it's chicken. Chef Padilla says a good menu goes beyond what types of food are on it. It's about appealing to the people who are coming to eat at the restaurant.
I think a good menu is something that reflects the locality of the restaurant, use of technique, and it's got to be balanced and approachable, and especially for Aspen. You know, people come here, and yes, it's a glamorous ski town, but it's also somewhere where people want to go relax. You know, they don't necessarily want to come in and eat in here in a suit.
As the tasting continues, all of the staff are figuring out what steps they have to take next. Notes and recommendations are being written down. Change portion sizes or change flavors altogether.
Yeah, I only have 5 things to retaste so far. And then they're just minor tweaks.
What are the 3? What are they?
It was tartar with
acid. Not even 5.
Tartar with acid. Oysters a little bit bigger.
Steak tartar. Oysters, I just made a note. Stroh's, I think just aromatics with the lamb in or make it a little bigger.
No.
3 blanket, 4 salmon.
The salmon is something different. Did it taste good? Yes, everyone all liked it. But there's a bigger conversation that'll be had about the dish. Is salmon the right fish? Is it something that'll have a broad appeal? A similar conversation was said about a dish that had sturgeon in it. Will diners be comfortable eating a rare fish in the mountains? What about something more common, like halibut?
A couple of dishes we have tweaks, or we got to question whether we want to keep all of them. We want to make sure it's balanced, too. You know, we don't want too many meat dishes. We also don't want too many fish dishes, so it's this constant balancing act. You know, we could have an amazing dish that doesn't make it to the menu just because it just doesn't fit at that time.
But sometimes the recipes are perfect, like this mushroom soup. Foie gras, chestnuts, black truffle. It arrives in a deep bowl. It's a dark, earthy brown color with mushrooms and dried fruit and nuts sitting neatly in it on one side.
That soup, Earl, was great.
Yeah. Amazing. Did you enjoy it?
Really good.
Great.
I didn't think I would.
Thank you very
much.
When
I looked at it on the menu.
Yeah.
But when I tasted it, it was sublime.
Yes. Kind of what all the wild animals are eating right now. Nuts, fruit, berries.
Mm-hmm. Well done, mate.
And that creation will stay exactly the same. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.